Gracias.
Y agradecerte a ti por
No,
haberme invitado
el placer es
a tu
mío y
espacio.
de todos nosotros por brindarnos tu preciado tiempo y tus conocimientos.
Muchas
Recuerden
gracias.
visitar nuestra página de web nami.org y NAMI New Jersey en español para más información sobre grupos de apoyo o programas educativos en español en el área de New Jersey. Por favor, pueden comunicarse con Marta Silva al 888-803-3413 o por correo electrónico m de Marta Silva con v arroba nami.com. Para una mejor recepción, sintonícenos desde su computadora en Hunterdon Chamber Internet Radio. Gracias a Dios por la oportunidad de la vida, a mi madre por haberme dado tanto amor. Gracias a todos mis seguidores.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The independence and integrity of the judiciary is in my bones.
Supreme Court Justice nominee Neil Gorsuch testifying yesterday for another 10 hours before the Senate Judiciary Committee, answering most all questions, with a few exceptions.
I can't talk about specific cases, and I can't get involved in politics. Respectfully, I believe I've gone as far as I'm able to go.
Here's Sharon Reed.
Gorsuch refused to talk about Trump's immigration travel ban, noting that the executive order is still being litigated. Republicans say they hope to approve the Gorsuch nomination before the Senate begins its Easter recess.
President Trump is putting the pressure on House Republicans to pass their Obamacare replacement plan. He repeated the message last night at a Washington, D.C. dinner.
To finally repeal and replace the disaster known as Obamacare.
A House floor vote's expected tomorrow. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Changes in Washington are not only affecting the nation's economy, but your family's as well. Quicken Loans can show you how to take advantage of a cash-out refinance to pay off credit card debt or invest in home improvements. In fact, you may be able to eliminate private mortgage insurance. No matter what's happening in Washington, it's always a smart move to call us at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.6%. Experience the confidence that comes from working with a mortgage partner that has your best interest in mind. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN today or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
The weather for Hunterdon County, it is currently 34 degrees. We are expecting the temperature to remain in the 30s, high near 39 for today. Tonight will be clear with a low around 14, so be cold. And tomorrow, sunny with a high near 43. Thursday night, mostly clear with a high near 23. And Friday, a slight chance of freezing rain and sleet before 11 a.m. And then a slight chance of rain and sleet before 11 and noon. And mostly cloudy in the afternoon with a high near 49. Friday will be mostly cloudy, with Saturday also looking mostly cloudy and rain most likely on Sunday.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program, and I am a licensed professional counselor. And as a licensed professional counselor, I talk about mental health. And with mental health, we have all kinds of things. As a licensed professional counselor, I need to know a lot about a lot of things. So it is not only mental health, but it's about relationship health, physical health, emotional health, cognitive health, and spiritual health. And it leads me to talking about many different topics, vast array of topics, from depression and anxiety to obsessive compulsive disorders to addictions, eating disorders, post-traumatic stress. There's just many, many, many things. Codependency, grief and loss, anger management. These are just a few things that licensed professional counselors have to handle. And as licensed professional counselors, we need to have a master's in the counseling field, pass a national exam, have many hours of supervision, follow ethics, and need to keep on top of our game through continuous certification hours. With that being said, I want to welcome you to Counselor's Chat today, and the topic is optimism. So happy spring. Optimism, looking at the positive and the favorable side of events. Optimism, expecting the most favorable outcome. The belief that good ultimately predominates over evil in the world, and goodness pervades reality. A belief that the best is always possible. Different from perfection, but the best. Believing that good things will happen in the future. Hopefulness and confidence. Optimism tends to be uplifting, hopeful, cheerful. Optimism is when life gives you lemons, you make lemonade. It's an attitude. Optimism is an attitude. It forms positive thinking. That's optimism. Now, why in the world would I pick optimism? Not only is March National Optimism Month, but optimism plays a huge impact on our mental and physical well-being. Now, there are some studies, and I will talk a little bit about pessimism, but there are some studies that say people who are pessimistic are more realistic. You know, that cockeyed optimist, which is a song. Being optimistic does not necessarily mean that you don't see things realistically. It's just that you see things hopefully. That your attitude is that of being positive. And the way we view things, positively or negatively, can actually have an impact on our mental health and our physical well-being. Being an optimist or being optimistic is a coping strategy. It's commonly understood that optimism generally is the first thing that leads us towards hope. And of course, lends us to believe that the best of all things are possible. And with optimism, we can most definitely see things in those rosy-colored glasses, which can alter the reality of things. But the reality also is that optimism can be a great tool to combat things like negative self-esteem, depression, and anxiety. When we're pessimistic, it can have negative effects on our lives. It actually can zap us of our energy, make us feel depressed, anxious, and give us other problems, ultimately leading to negative effects on our health, such as heart problems, hypertension, obesity, high cholesterol. Pessimism gives us that, why should I even try? I give up. What's the use? And that is also is an attitude. So we're kind of talking about the difference between the cup is being half full, the cup is being half empty. It's that feeling that just nothing good's going to ever happen. And it can lead us to make some poor choices in life. What difference does it make? You hear the depression? Who really cares? It's kind of hopeless. I'm going to give up. That's the pessimism. So having a positive attitude, being optimistic, can actually turn things around. It can be energetic and invigorating. So I think that picking March as the National Optimistic Month is really a good thing, because it's spring and we're seeing flowers bloom and little buds on the trees, and it's a hopeful time of renewal. Looking forward to longer days, warm sun. These things are really positive. So how do you know if you're an optimist or a pessimist? Well, generally speaking, I think people are pretty clear on that. I know if my thinking is negative. I feel dark, moody, irritable. And so often when I'm depressed, or when we are depressed, we have a strong tendency to think pessimistically. And it feeds on itself. It's like digging a hole and digging the hole deeper. So, if I'm pessimistic, again, it's sort of that hopeless feeling, and sometimes helpless feeling. Believe it or not, because we can say, well, that's the way I am, you know, I'm a glass half empty kind of person, and everything is bleak and dark, and why even try? And that's, again, who I am. I'm telling myself that it's impossible to change. What's the use anyway? Things are bleak. There's no hope. What good would it be? I'm going to only be disappointed anyway. Maybe. Nothing says that life is always going to give us everything that we think that we want or need or. But the thing about optimism is that it has hope attached to it. And hope and expectations are very different. An expectation, and I know I've said this before, is a belief that something is going to happen with assurance attached. I definitely expect that the weather's going to warm up and we're going to have a warm spring and a warmer summer. I expect that to happen. I hope as the weather warms up and we get into summer, I hope that we have sufficient rain and sufficient sun. I hope we don't end up with a drought in August. There's always that possibility. So the thing attached with hope is there's always a possibility. So being optimistic is there's always the possibility of the positive happening. Being pessimistic, well, we almost always have a drought in August, so chances are we're going to have a drought. Why even bother planting a garden? Pessimistic. Optimistic. Well, we may have a drought in August. It wouldn't be unusual. However, I hope that it does rain. And I have solutions to the problem. If it does, maybe I have rain barrels to capture water so that I could use it in my garden when things begin to dry out a little bit. So with optimism, I can come up with a plan of action rather than just give up. So I'm going to take a short commercial break, and I will be back shortly with Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's program, and I'm talking about optimism. Now, I shared a little bit before the break, a little bit about pessimism and how it can be a real downer. It's that glass half empty. Nothing's going to ever work out. Life always gives me lemons, and I don't even know how to make lemonade. Well, unfortunately, being pessimistic, though sometimes maybe a little bit more realistic, has health consequences to it, as I had said, and also carries with it things like lack of motivation, lack of care, hopelessness, depression, anxiety, dark moods. What's the use? Whereas being optimistic can lead to greater achievement, further advancement, less depression, less anxiety. So, what are some ways to become more optimistic? Well, first, of course, you need to recognize if you are optimistic or, I'm going to sneeze, excuse me. Sorry about that. You need to recognize if you are pessimistic. One of the best ways to do that is by noticing your mood. If you're depressed, notice your self-talk. Is it negative, filled with can'ts and shoulds and nevers? And why should I's? And it's never going to work anyways. Okay, hopeless statements. So we need to recognize those. That's one of the things that's really important. And I think for the most part, as individuals, we can pretty much recognize our self-talk for the most part, if it's positive or negative. If I have that can-do outlook, or that can't-do outlook. And again, by recognizing, listening to your own self-talk. So, one of the things that can be, and I'm going to kind of go through a list of some things that we could do to become more optimistic, is recognize that we actually do have a choice in how we think. We actually have a choice. So if I am noticing that my thinking is filled with the can'ts and the nevers and the shoulds and the always, and it's too much work and I can't stand it and this is awful, I can tell myself to stop and change those statements to things that are positive. To I can, and I will, and I'm excited about. Sometimes I may even need to work on positive self-statements because the negative ones have done such a good job at eroding my self-esteem. I need to start thinking about making positive self-statements. I may have been practicing negative statements for so long, I don't have positive statements. This is a good opportunity then to then go online, do a little Googling for positive affirmations. Because what I've been doing is been giving myself negative affirmations. And an affirmation just means that I am making a statement of what I believe to be reality. I am affirming. Affirmative, that's a yes. Affirmative, that's a yes. Okay, I'm checking it off my, yep, that's it. Check it off, that's a yes. So, yes, I am stupid. Check it off. Yep, that's me. I have no talents. Yep, check that off. You see, they're negative statements, and I'm checking them off as affirmative. Yep, they describe me. Negative. I'm affirming negative affirmations. So it's paying attention to those, to be able to recognize them and changing them to something that is positive. Because we have to remember that we can change the way we think. I can change my negative self-statements to positive self-statements. I am smart. I am capable. Check. That's affirmative. I am talented. Yep. Check. That's affirmative. Okay? Those are my positive affirmations. So I'm going to begin to feed my mind positive thoughts. Now, that doesn't mean that I become that cockeyed optimist, that I don't look at areas where I may need growth. So I'm not saying become a pie-in-the-sky, pink-glass optimist and everything is wonderful. I need to say to myself, instead of, oh, I have no talent, to, okay, I want to discover my talents. I want to showcase my talents. I want to be present, recognize where I need personal growth, let go of the negative, and choose to have more positive thoughts in my mind. Maybe I'm doing things like watching sad movies, listening to sad love songs, watching the news, reading the newspaper. I am surrounding myself with negative things. I may want to stop that. Say, wait a minute. Is this really helping me or is it hurting me? I have a choice. Am I watching? I mean, the news is just always, almost always a downer. And am I watching it all the time? And how am I feeling? The whole world is a mess. It is a mess. I can saturate myself with the news and become pessimistic. Or I can recognize that the only world that I really have is the one that I'm experiencing. Now, what do I mean by that? Yes, there might be things going on in Korea, but that's the point of it. They're going on in Korea. Right here, right now, in Flemington, And in my own world, everything is okay. Learning how to live that one day at a time principle is so important. For me, my life experience is in today with the people that I have in my life today, with the choices that I make today, the things that I'm going to be doing, the places I'm going to be going today. The reality, and not even today, just right now. You know, we say one day at a time, live in that one day at a time principle. It really is 1 minute. So one of the things that can be really useful also is practicing mindfulness, being in the present moment, paying attention to my own personal needs in the moment. Do I have enough for right now? Am I safe right now? Do I have any need for anything right now? And if I do, right now, can I attain it? Generally speaking, for most of us, the answer is yes. I can't change the past. It's already gone. And worrying about the future may only lead to being pessimistic because I can't control the future. I can only control the choice that I make in the present moment. And the choice that I make in the present moment is going to affect my future and create my past, but can only happen in the present moment. The present principle of one day at a time. That's the principle. Living one day at a time, 1 hour at a time, 1 minute at a time, practicing mindfulness is the tool. It's a tool to build optimism. Taking care of our personal needs. Really put myself at the top? Absolutely. It sounds selfish, but it is not. We take care of others all the time. It's about putting the air mask on ourselves first, on the plane, before the person next to us. It doesn't mean we don't help the other person, but means we take care of ourselves first. The other thing, too, is you may have to let go of things that drain your energy. Well, what do I mean by that? It may mean that I don't really have good limits. I need to know when I need to say enough. I may be trying too hard to get something to happen, get something to change. I may be trying to force a solution, which may often lend itself towards losing optimism. Because no matter how hard I make this, I'm trying to make this happen, it's just not happening. I'm getting pessimistic. Being optimistic is about letting go sometimes and saying, well, I guess this is the way it's going to be. And I'm okay with it. Being optimistic really means that I indulge in some of my passions. What does that mean? Well, things that I enjoy doing. Maybe it's gardening, painting, building birdhouses, reading, journaling, watching a movie, cooking breakfast. Being with my dog or my cat or my children or my husband or my wife. Spending time doing things that you enjoy. What a concept. Spending time doing things that you enjoy. And then, not to feel guilty about it. So often we're told, make a list of all your things that you want to do. Help stay organized. Make that list. Every day, make a list. Well, I'm okay with that. Make a list. The thing is that making a list is about setting some goals for the day. And it can lead towards being pessimistic. I didn't get them all done. What's wrong with me? Instead of spending time reading, I should have been taking care of something else. So the thing is that, yes, I'm going to do some things that I enjoy. I may not get to everything on my list, and that is okay. I'm going to get done today what I'm going to get done today. And I'm not going to beat myself up for things that I didn't do. Or that I didn't get to. I gave myself permission to, rather than sit and eat lunch at my desk, to go for a walk. So many of us in corporate America, we eat at our desk. We get a lunch period. But we eat at our desk and work at the same time. And because we do it, and so many of us do it, and our bosses do it, and our bosses' bosses do it, everyone is almost expected to work through their lunch. And the reality is indulge yourself. Go for a walk. Go sit in your car. Take a nap. Sit at your desk. Read a book, go through a magazine, listen to music, do a puzzle. Give yourself a break and indulge a little bit in something that you enjoy. It will actually help you be a little bit more positive. So I'm going to take another commercial break, and I will be back in a few moments with Counselor's Chat. I am your host, Ruth Altamura Roll, and we're going to give our creditors their due.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program, and I'm talking about optimism. I'm talking about how to develop optimism if you notice that you're a pessimist. March is National Optimism Month, and so it's a good opportunity. And you know, I use that word all the time with my clients, and I'm like, oh, here's that word again. It's an opportunity to do something positive, to think in a positive way, to do something that's going to build your energy. Indulge in your passion. Know that you have a choice. One of the things that's important when we are negative is we might need to actually get it out of our system. Well, what do I mean by that? Sometimes we have to write and journal. Sometimes we have to cry. Sometimes we have to scream at the top of our lungs. Sometimes we have to make pros list, cons list, compare the pros and cons, make some choices. Sometimes we have to recognize that we are going to have some down days. Being an optimist doesn't mean that you are always Miss Sunshine. So it's important to plan for days when you're down. You know, it's not sunny every day. So it's good to create some strategies. It may be that you want a list of positive affirmations that you can keep with you. Maybe some things where there's some positive music. Maybe there are some positive statements that you like, some uplifting thoughts that you cherish, that you can keep with you. You might want to create a feel-good journal. Write down all of the things that you enjoy doing. Positive self-statements. Again, it's those positive affirmations. I'm going to write them down. I'm going to put them on post-it notes and stick them around. This way, if I have a list of positive statements, I am going to have something that I can use when I am feeling down. And of course, noticing, oh, I'm just everything, it just seems so bleak today. It doesn't matter that the sun is shining. It's going to be raining tomorrow anyway. What difference does it make? Well, I can change that. And if I don't feel that I have the internal motivation or capacity, I do have that list. I have a gratitude list. I've made a list of 100 things I'm grateful for. I've made a list of people that I'm grateful for. I made a list of all of the things that I think that I'm capable of. I have a list of all the compliments that I can give myself. And I know I've had clients say, and I recognize this, yeah, I'm capable. Yeah, I have talents. Yeah, right. I don't believe any of it. The more I practice it, the more I believe it. Having that journal, having those positive affirmations, filling it with things that you enjoy, maybe even a photo of your children or a pet, things that make you smile, can be very useful. And enjoy simple things. Simple things like watching, seeing the daffodils coming up. I love it. I love it. In out of my kitchen window, I've got clumps of daffodils in the yard. They got these yellow bulbs on them. They're getting ready to bloom. And it's enjoyable. I had a small herd of deer in my yard the other evening. It's enjoyable. Listening to music, watching birds on the bird feeder, gazing up at fluffy clouds, enjoying the sound of the rain. There really is no limit in the joy that we can have in simple things. This is a good place to say again, mindfulness is a great practice. Am I wolfing down my lunch because I have to eat? Or am I taking the time to stop and enjoy my sandwich? Am I enjoying it? Am I noticing the flavors and the textures? Am I savoring the moment of a cup of tea? Am I experimenting with different types of tea? Oh, you know, I never had this peppermint tea. This is really nice. I like this. Or an apple cinnamon tea or an orange tea, orange spice tea. There's such a vast array of teas to experiment with. Wow, I didn't know there were so many tea flavors. This is great. I'm enjoying this process. Another thing that can be very useful in being an optimist is getting physical. So what do I mean? I mean doing some exercise. Go for a walk. Doesn't have to be going to the gym. Can be, but it doesn't have to be. It can be just going for a walk. Walk around your office building. Walk around your neighborhood. Walk around the block. If you have a backyard, walk around your backyard. If you don't have a backyard, go to a park. Exercise is the best way to produce endorphins, and endorphins are those feel-good hormones, take away pain, help us feel better. And here's the other thing. When we are physically fit, when we're feeling physically fit, we have a greater tendency to be optimistic. Find friends who are positive. In other words, I don't know if I want a friend who's always critical of me or judging me. I want a friend. Now, that doesn't mean I don't want friends to be honest. I do. I want friends that are going to be honest. But there's a difference between a friend that's honest and a friend that's critical. I do want friends that are honest. I want my friends, however, to be rather positive, so that I have friends that are hopeful and encouraging and supportive. I want friends who are also optimistic. My gosh, if we have negative friends, pessimistic friends, and we're pessimistic, oh, the gloom gets so heavy. I want friends that are going to be uplifting, that I can laugh with. My gosh, laughing. laughing is a fantastic way of feeling optimistic. And you know, we don't laugh very often. It's very sad. We really don't laugh very often. And we are shifting, I'm going to say, as a society, to being a much more negative and pessimistic in general. Laughing at yourself, laughing at your own mistakes, laughing at a funny movie, it helps us feel better. And actually, laughing also helps produce endorphins. We also have a great exchange of oxygen when we're laughing. Oxygen helps us feel better, clears the mind. These things are really positive. So, optimism, I'm not talking about the cockeyed, you know, rose-colored glass optimistic type of being. I'm talking about an honest hopefulness. That can affect both our mental health and our physical health. And I'm going to add, and our relational health. It helps us handle stress better. When we're positive, we get sick less often, and we're more successful in work and school, with our friends and family, with our own personal self-esteem. Thinking optimistically actually can increase our odds of living longer. So the benefit, and again, it's not about being unrealistic, because sometimes we may try something and say, you know what, I'm really trying too hard to try and force this thing to happen, and I need to let it go. But there's some optimism in that, because I have the capacity to let things go and let them be. And I can walk away and feel good that I've tried my best. I've done my best at this particular thing. And it's just not time for it to happen. And I'm going to let it go. And so it is living by that one day at a time principle and paying attention to the present moment. Setting good boundaries and limits. Changing our thoughts, acknowledging them. Oh gosh, boy, that was a negative statement. Changing it to something positive. I hear my clients do that all the time as they work on this very process, those people that struggle with depression and low self-esteem. I can't believe I did that stupid thing. Oh, wait a minute, that was a negative self-statement now, wasn't it? Yeah, it was. What's wrong with me? Oh, wait a minute, there was a negative self-statement. I'm going to change that. Those things drain our energy. I'm going to find something that I've got some passion for. I'm going to be with friends that support me. I'm going to be hopeful and say almost everything is possible. And when life does give me lemons, I will make that lemonade. So I hope this has been helpful. If you notice that you are pessimistic, know that you do have the ability to change that pessimism to something else, to be optimistic. Saying, well, that's the way I am, is just a choice. I can make changes to think positively. I may have to practice at it. But the more I practice at it, the better I get, the more hopeful I become, the more comfortable I am, my health improves, my relationships improve. So I'm Ruth Altamura Roll, licensed professional counselor and your host. I hope this was helpful. If you want to get some more information about who I am, you can find me on the web at www.altarollcounselor.net. That's altarroll with two L's, counselor.net. Please follow me on Facebook. Under Counselor's Chat, you can also see the lineup of the shows that I've done in the past on my Facebook page, Counselor's Chat. Please go on there and like it. I'd love to get more people to like my Facebook page. You can also call me at 908-237-2899. That's 908-237-2899. If you'd like to make an appointment, please, by all means, do so or comment on my show. I'd love to hear from you. So I do wish you good mental health, and I will be back next week with Counselor's Chat. This is Ruth Altamura Roll signing off for today.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
The independence and integrity of the judiciary is in my bones.
Testimony continuing in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee for Neil Gorsuch to be appointed to the Supreme Court. The judge says he's tired of people slamming federal judges as being politically motivated because he knows the truth.
I know these people, and I know how decent they are. And when anyone criticizes the honesty or integrity, the motives of a federal judge, I find that disheartening. I find that demoralizing because I know the truth.
Chaos in the streets surrounding the British Parliament. London police have taken down a gunman who was firing shots outside the Parliament building. At least six people are reportedly hurt.